Ramamishnah on the Hay of the Base. Yom Tov Harishon Shochag Hayusham Yudkim Uparim, first day of Yom Tov. There were 13 Parim, two Elim, Elim Shnayim, Usir Echad, one Seir. So, and there were 24 Mishmaros. And all the Mishmaros were equal during Yom Tov. So it wasn't the Mishmar of that week, or those 2 weeks that was that had the schus of doing the Avodah, but they all had the schus of doing the Avodah. So therefore, there were altogether Yud Gimel, and 2 is 15, 16. That leaves 8 Mishmaros that didn't have anything to do from these things. Each one got one of them. Nishtayru Sham Yud Dalet Kvasim L'shmona Mishmaros. That left 14 kvasim and 8 mishmaros that weren't included in the first things. B'yom Rishon, Shisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. So therefore, what they did is the following. The first day, the 6 mishmaros brought 2 of the parim, that's 12. V'ashar Echad Echad, and the one that was left over, so 1 mishmar brought. B'sheini, Chamisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. On the second day, 5 Mishmaros bring 2 of them, which is 10. V'ashar Echad Echad. And all the other Mishmaros bring 1. B'shlishi, Dalet Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. Rashi will explain exactly how it works out. But on the third day, 4 Mishmaros brought 2, and all the rest of them brought 1. Barvi Shlosha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. On the fourth day, 3 Mishmaros brought 2, and the other ones one at a time. B'chamishi Shnayim Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim V'ashar Echad Echad. B'shishi Echad Makriv Shnayim V'ashar Echad Echad. B'shvi Kulam Shavim. On the seventh day, all of them were equal. Again, all brought 1. B'shmini Chazru L'Pais. On the eighth day, they went and had a pious now, which of the Mishmaros would be Zoche to have, they didn't go in the order anymore, and now they made a pious who was going to be Zoche to start the Avodah. Kibiragolim. Amru Mishikriv Parim Hayom Lo Yakriv L'Machar. Whoever got the Parim today didn't get it the next day because they went in order. Lo Yakriv L'Machar Elechosin Chalila. Went in an order, so whoever got the Parim the day before didn't get it the next day. Kirashi explains it. What
is Chalila?
Chalila means it goes in a round circle. An order that returns back to the original thing. Yom Tov Harishon Shochag. All the Mishmaros olus l'regel. All the Mishmaros come alil l'regel. So they're all there. The Sheish Esrei Mehem Makrivim Sheish Esrei Behemos Halolu. And 16 of them bring the 16 animals that are brought the first day. Right? Besides the Kvasim. Those 16 are the 13 Parim. 2 Elim, and 1 Seir. That's 16. Nishtairu, the Chol HaMishmaros Zochos, Bechovos HaBos, Machmas HaRegel BaRegel. All the Mishmaros get a chelek in bringing and eating whatever there is to eat from the things that are brought because of the Yomtif. The Ein Mishmar shall also Shabbos Yichol HaLakiv Aleihem. Normally, there's a Mishmar that gets to do whatever is done that week. Here, the Mishmar, whose turn it came out to be during Sukkot, didn't have any special rights. Ken Amrina Bigmar. Yom Harishon, Shoyim Shmona Mishmaros, Liyudala Kvasim. There were 8 Mishmaros left over after the 16 brought the Parim, the Seirim, and the Elim. There were 14 Kvasim every day, so 8 Mishmaros split up those 14 Kvasim. Shisha Mishmaros min Hashmona Hayim Makrivin Shnei Kvasim Kol Achas Mehen Hari Shnei Masor Kvasim. 6 of them did 2, which is 12, which left 2 more over, and the other 2 Mishmaros did 1 each. Vashar Shnayim Hanosoros Makrivos Echad Echad. B'sheini, on the second day, Nismayit Mechinam in a Parim. There was only 12 Parim. So there were only 15 Mishmaros that got to do the Parim, the Elim, and the Seir. So that left over 9 Mishmaros for the Kvasim. Nishtairu Tisha Mishmaros liyudgalit Kvasim. For the 14 Kvasim, there were 9 Mishmaros that had to split it up. So Chamisha Mea Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, 5 of them get 2, which is 10. And the other, the Haret Asara, the Hashar, the other Four, Hanosoros, Makrivas, Kolachas, Keves Echad. Each one gets one. Right? And that left over the, what's it called, 14 Mishmaros that were not included in the original thing. Bishlishi, Shenismayit, Od Echad Minaparim. On the third day, it was one less par. Right? Nisharu Asora Mishmaros, Liudala Klosin. That left over 10 Mishmaros for the 14 Klosin. So how do they split them up? Arba Makriv Mishlaim Shlaim. Four Mishmaros brought two, which is eight. The Havilu Shmona. Vashar Echad Echad. And the other, what's it called, six, Shisha Klosin, Shisha Mishmaros. Six for six, and that finished up all the Mishmaros then had something to do. Bishvi Kulam Shavim. Kol ha-mishmaros ha-makrivos kvoso shavos. All the mishmaros that were left over for the 14, what's it called, kvosim, were equal. Shekol achas mikareves echad. Every one got one, because there were 14 mishmaros left over, because only 10 mishmaros were able to have the, what's it called, the parim, and elim, and seir. Shari enam elashiva parim, on the seventh day, there was only seven parim. And then the two Elim and the Seir was three more is 10. So only 10 Mishmaros took care of those animals. That left 14 Mishmaros for the Kvasim. Mele, each one got one Kevis. The Elim Shnaim Seir Echad, Lasora Mishmaros, Nishtaru Yuddal Kvasim, Yuddal Mishmaros, each one got one. Bishmini Chosim Lepayas Kibiragolim, Par Echad, Va'ayil Echad, the Shiva Kvosim Kravim Bishmini. On Shmini Aseres, there was only one par, one aisle, and seven Kvosim. So they had a pious who would get those. Right? Didn't go in the order anymore. Now there was a pious to decide who got them. Ein Kravim Kaseder Korbonos Hachag, Shekorbul of Hiseder Mishmoros, Kidabain in the Frushid Maskana, Ela Kola Mishmoros Bos Mephaisos Aleim. Now all the Mishmoros go back into the klal, and they make a pious to decide who's going to get these. Kemosha Mathis and Besharagolim. Like on other Yomim Tovim, they make a regular pious. Ain't Korbanos Samarubin. There's not so many Korbanos that everybody could have something, so they make a pious. Who gets it? But the Asedu, Larsalos, Vahem Kol Mishmoros, Apishmini Kula Mephaisim, Vazocha the pious Makrivo. In Yuma, we learned how they make the pies. They get around the circle, and they either put out one finger or two fingers, but not a thumb or a pinky. And they, what's it called, and they count their, they make a number, and they take off one guy's hat, and they start with him, and they go around and, until the number finishes. Omru Misha Yamakriv Hayom Parim, Lo Hayamakriv the Mochers. And from Rashi, is Mashma, that the first days they didn't make any pies. But the other Rishonim learned they did make a pious the first days to decide who started. Which, they didn't start from the first Mishmar. There was an order of Mishmaros. So Rashi learns they started with the first Mishmar. They went through the order until it was finished. And then they went back again. That's Chozer Chalila. But the other Rishonim learned that the first day they made a pious which Mishmar is going to start. And from there they went around the order of starting with that Mishmar and down and around.
I wonder whose turn it would have been that week.
Right, he didn't get any special.
They don't get pushed off to the next week or something.
No. Omru Mishaya Makriv Hayom Parim Lohayam, because there were things that they did get to do that had nothing to do with the regal. We'll see, the Gemara says. Even the Mishmar that was for that week didn't have anything special with the things that came for the regal. But other things they did, that was their job. They still had their shift. Omru Mishaya Makriv Hayom Parim Lohayam Makriv the Mocher Parim. The ones that only got the kvosim the day before are not going to let the ones, what's it called, that got the parim yesterday do it again today. Par is a bigger animal than a kevis. There was more to split up. They go in an order, and when they finish, they go back to the beginning of the order. All of them had three times to get parim over yontif, chutz mishnayim, except for two mishmaros that only had two times and not three times. Ketzad, b'yom harishon hayu yud gimel parim, on the first day was 13 parim, dekrivu yud gimel mishmaros kederach shesidrum b'divrei hayomim. And the, what's it called, the 13 mishmaros, in the order that they're mentioned in divrei hayomim, got the 13 parim. And again, other rishonim learn that it didn't go according to the order. You first made a pious which mishmar started. And from there, he made around the order. Which is Yehoyariv Rishon. Yehoyariv was the first Mishmar. The Achrav Yedaya, Chorim, and so on. Kulam Kamo Shehem Sidurim. Nishtairu Ashtei Esrei Achronos Le'ele Mukvosim. There were that left, what's it called, 11 for the Elim and Kvosim. Right. Lamachras, Hayushne Masar Parim, Umakrivin Olson, Hanech Yud Aleph Mishmaros. Right. The next day there was 12 Parim, and they were Makriv, what's it called, 11 Mishmaros, the Choser Yehoyariv, Umakriv Echad, Nimsa Shishona Yoriv Levado. Right. Only Yoriv got, what's it called, a par that day, second one. Bishlishi Ayu Echadasar Parim, Vikrivim Yudalish Mishmaros. Sha'achre Yoyoriv, the 11 after Yoyoriv, Nimtza Shishanu Yud Beis Mishmaros. That 12 Mishmaros got, what's it called, the second time already. Berevi, who are you Asara parim? The Krivum Asara Mishmaros, Shalachareim, Hari Shishanu, that they got the second time. Nimtza Chav Beis Mishmaros, Shonos. 22 Mishmaros got two parim over Yontif. The Chamishi Tisha parim, Shtei Mishmaros Achronos, Ikrivu Shnayim Mehem, the Chazer Yoyoriv, and then we went back to the beginning of the order Yoyoriv, the Shesh Mishmar Shlach, the six after him. The Krivu Shiva, Harishashilshu Shiva Mishmaros. Comes out that what's it called, that those seven got their third time on the last day. Bishishi Shmona Parim, on the sixth day is eight Parim. The Krivu Mashmona Shlachareim, Harishashilshu Mishmaros Shilshu. Now it's 15 Mishmaros that got three times. Bishvi Shiva Parim, the Shiva Mishmaros, Nimtza Kula Mishalsos. All of them now were what's it called, got 22, 15, and the other 7 is 22. 22 Mishmaros already went three times over Yontif. Except for the last two Mishmaros, which makes 24, only got two times. Chutz Mishtayim Hachronos. They'd only got two times Parim and not three times Parim over Yontif. Okay, Gemara. Neim Asnisen Rebbe Hivalo Rabbanan. Let's say the Mishnah goes like Rebbe and not like Rabbanan. The Tanya, Par Haba Bishmini B'tchila Mafisin Olav, Divrei Rebbe. The par that you bring on the eighth day is only one par. It doesn't go in order anymore. It's not six. The next number down, like the seventh day was seven, and the eighth day should be six. No, it's a new Seder complete. There's only one par on the eighth day. So you made a pious, who would get it? You didn't go in the order. Right, and you made a new pious. That's what Rebbe says. The Chachamim Omrim, Achas Mishtei Mishmaros, the Lo Shilshu, the Parim Ososo. One of the two Mishmaros that didn't get three times Parim gets it. So, Chori, you don't need a pious. You know it's one of those two things.
You need for them.
So, Achmar says, Afil Temer Abonin, Atu Shtei Mishmaros Lo Afusi, boy. You have to make a pious to decide which one of the two. So, it's not the regular pious of all everybody in who's going to get it. It's a pious that's made between two of them to decide which of those two is going to get it. Rashi, Leim Masnisin Diktoni Bishmini Chosim Lefayis Kibiragolim the Kosolka Daitech. We think now the Cholam Mishmaros Balsam Atiso that all the Mishmaros go into the pious. So that's Rebbe. The Lo Rabbon. Mishmar says no, but Tchilu Atisin Olav Cholam Mishmaros Kiilu. Ki'ilu hu tchilas korbanos. You make a pious as if it's the first time of the korbanos, and everybody goes into the pious. Who's going to get this part? The lo amrin the korbu chad mehamet lo shilshu. And the Rebbe holds we don't give it to one of the ones who didn't have three times during Sukkot. But everybody now is equal. Versus lava fusei boy bein shteyev. No, even according to Rabban, you need a pious to decide which of those two is going to do it. Ezu mehem tiskebo. The Duma, who pious to come, Masnissim, Ben Shteim Hoya. Not a pious amongst all of the Mishmaros, a pious amongst two that didn't have three times during Sukkot. The Holosnan, Be Betchila, doesn't say that you make a pious as if nothing will happen, right? You make the pious according to what happened during Sukkot. Okay. Where it says, Kaman Azloha de Tanya, Kola Mishmaros, Shonos, Mishalshos, Chutz Mishnei Mishmaros, Shishonos, Ve'im Mishalshos. Right. All the Mishmaros got three Parim, except for two Mishmaros only got two. Name a Rebbe Velo Rabbanan, because from those two, one of them is going to get three on the eighth day. One's going to get the third Par, their third Par on the eighth day. So it's not true, really, that they were not Mishalshos, two of them, Only one of them was a Mishalshel according to the Rabbanan. So maybe this is Rebbe, not the Rabbanan. Where it says, no, a people tame Rabbanan. Milo Shilshu B'Pari Achad. They didn't get three in the order of Sukkot. One of them made up the three on Shemini Atzeres, but that's not the order of Sukkot. My Kamashmalon, what's the Chiddush? Ha Kamashmalon. Mishihikriv Parim Ayom, Lo Yakriv L'Machar, Elechosrim Chalila. The Chiddush is that you don't let the people who brought Parim yesterday bring them again today. Rashi, my Kamashmalon. The Chiminyono Osel La'agmarinon. Shekein Olin Acheshvin, Shekein Chalila. What's the Chiddush? They didn't come to tell me that you don't give the par to one of those two, then what is the Chiddush? That somebody gets, they didn't get three, they tell me the Cheshbon, that during Sukkot they didn't get three. We'll see, you can figure it out for yourself. Meshani kamash malo, my dash mina nomi, kana de mas nisan, mishoyim makrif parim ayom. What it came to tell me is that you constantly went according to the order, and whoever got parim the day before didn't get them. So, memeli, you went around almost three times. Okay, right there. Omer Rebbe Lozer, Hani Shivim Parim Keneged Mi, right? The 70 Parim, since there's so many and they change the order, what's the remez for them? Keneged Shivim Umos, right? Keneged the 70 nations. Par Yechidi Loma, with the one on Shemini Atzeres is the one par. Keneged Uma Yechida, and that's Keneged Klal Yisrael. So the 70 nations in addition to Klal Yisrael. Marshal the Melech Boss of Adam, Shomer Lavada, Vasuli Suda Gedola, right, make me a big party. On the last day, he told his friend, let's make a small party just between us. The idea being that the first ones weren't his friends, so they needed the party to make them happy. The last one was his friend, they didn't need the big party, the happiness came from them being together. So it's Klal Yisrael that make the Rabbanus from happy. By the Umos Ha'olam, it's the Korbanus that make him happy. Omer of Yochanan, Oy lohem lov di kochovim sha'ovdu v'en yodim ha'sha'ovdu. The Goyim don't know what they lost when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. This man Beis HaMikdash kayim, mizbeach mechaper aleihen, v'achshav mi mechaper aleihen. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Korbanus were mechaper on the Umos Ha'olam. We brought Korbanus to protect them, that they should have rain, what's it called? And today, what's mechaper on them? They don't have those Korbanos anymore, and they don't have all the other things that we have. They lost their protection. And we said this, and Rashi brings down, the reason that the Korbanos go in descending order is a remez that the nations are decreasing. And we explained on Yom Tov, that doesn't mean decreasing in a negative way. Decreasing towards Mashiach comes, they should be uniting and getting less and less till there's one united nation together with Klal Yisrael.
The Korban can only be
Mechaper
with the
tshuva
of the individual. How can
no, there's a Korban Tzibur. That's a Korban Yochid. It's Tzibur. It's
even without the Das, they get Kapara from the Korban.
Okay. Okay. Par Shivim Parim, Pari Achag Shivim Hem, Chutz Mishal Shmini. The 70 besides the one on Shmini Atzeres. Kineged Shivim Umos Lechaper Aleihem. Sheyer Du Geshomim B'chol Olam. In order that the rain should fall on the whole world. That's when the judgment for rainfall is, and the parim are mechaper on the umos ha'olam that they should be zocha to rain. Par yechidi shal shmini she'ena mimcha ein li hanoya v'koras ruach b'shal elu ela b'shalcha. My ikar hanoya is from you, not from them. So by them, we need a big party to make me happy. But over here, we don't need a big party. We just need the two of us. Bishlosha prokim b'shana how you call mishmaros shavos b'imurei haragolim. There were three times a year, three different things where all the mishmaros took an equal part, and the mishmar that was there that week didn't get anything special. What were they? Imurei haragolim, which means all the parts of the regolim that go on the mizbeach or that are eaten are equal to all the what's it called the shvatim, all the mishmaros. Uvechilik lechem aponim, right? When they split up lechem aponim, there all the mishmaros were equal. Me'atzeres omer lo helich matzah helich chometz, and on shvuas they would split up there was matzah that came on shvuas and the shtei lechem which was chometz. The matzah was from the lechem aponim, so they would let them know this is the matzah from lechem aponim, this is the chometz from shtei lechem. This is your portion. And the Gemara explained why they had to specify which was chametz, which was matzah. Mishma Shizmano Kavua, Hu Makriv Tmidim Nidorim, Nidovos, Sharko Bonasibur, Umakrivis Akol. However, the Mishmar that was his shift that week, they brought the regular Tmidim, even during Yontif, because that had nothing to do with their regular. And the Dorim Dov's people brought their own Karbanos, they got the Schus of being Makriv, those Karbanos, and other Karbanos Sibur, Shigmar explained what Karbanos Sibur we're talking about, and Makriv is Akol. They got the eating part of those, and they also were Makriv, whatever had to be Makriv. They got both Zechuyos. That was the Mishmar, even during Yontif. The only things that were equal were the things that came because of Yontif. But the things that came because of it's a regular day, or because people, individuals, brought their Karbanos during Yontif, that the Mishmar got. Okay, Rashi. Begimul Prakim, Beshlosha Regolim. Beimure Regolim, the three Yontifs. Beimure Regolim, Beoro Shel Olos. So what did they get? What did everybody equal? The hides of any Ola went to the, normally to the Mishmar that served that week. Here is split up equally by all of the Mishmaras during Yontif. V'chazi v'shok shal shalmei chagiga. People brought shalmei chagiga, there's a shlamim. A shlamim, the Kohen, gets the chazei v'shok. So normally, the Kohanim of that Mishmar got them. Here, all the Mishmaras split up equally. Habos machmas haregel. And those come because of the regel. Any korban that comes because of the regel, they're equal. V'gmarim v'forish, my loshen emurin diktoni. Why emurin? Right? We're talking about parts that they get to eat or get to use. They're not the emurim. The emurim are nikrav on the mizbeach. Uvechilik lechem upon him in ira Shabbos beregel. If there was a Shabbos in the middle of Yontif, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so the lechem upon him was split equally by all the mishmaros, whereas on a regular Shabbos, right, we'll see that it was split up between the mishmar that was coming and the mishmar that was leaving. Shabbos Shabbos Mesalkin, also Mesadrin, lechem acher taktav. On Shabbos, you take it off the table and you put new ones on the table. To the sea, b'yom ha-Shabbos yarchenu. Uvatzeres, kishiru b'Shabbos, when Shavuos fell on Shabbos, so there was lechem upon him and shtei ha-lechem. V'yesh bo chilik chomitz to shtei ha-lechem. V'chiluk lechem upon him shum matzah. K'damrinu b'chol ha-menochos bo'os matzah. Omer lo l'kolechot kishenos melchelk. When you give him his chelik, you told him, this is your chelik in the lechem upon him, matzah, and this is your chelik in the shtei alechem, which is chometz. Helech matzah, kishenos lo b'shtei alechem, omer lo helech chometz. Because you ain't choking korban k'deg korban. You don't give him more from this and less from this. You have to give him a portion from each one separately. Ela mikol echot chelko, k'dekayim lo b'kedushim menochos, milechol b'nei aron tia. So therefore you told them, this is your portion from this, is your portion from that. They didn't take all the portions and they made it equal and some got only matzah, some got only chametz. It didn't work like that. Everybody got a portion from what everything was there. If the shift of that mishmar came out during Yontif, so they didn't get anything special with the things that were brought because of Yontif. But they did get all the things that didn't come because of Yontif. Makriv Tmidim, Sharein, Bishvil HaRegel. They didn't come because of Yontif, so they got, that Mishmar got its shift. When the Dorma Dovo, Shenodvu, Nodru, Kol HaShona, Umakriv, and also Nachsho. Ein Shar HaMishmar, Ozochim Boen. People brought their personal Karbanos, right, not the things for Yontif, Shalmi Chagiga. Stam. People made Nidorim, and they brought them when they came to the Beis HaMikdash during Shalosh Regolim. So those things, only the mishmar of that week got. Shein zolchin alechovos shemach mesaregel. V'hu makriv esakol, v'gmar meforish lasu yemai. Right? Gmar will explain what that last part of the Mishnah comes to include. Gmar says, emurei deregolim shal gavoanin. What do you mean, the emurim? They got the emurim. Mashma, they got them to eat or whatever. The emurim are nikrav on the mizbeach. Omer avchiz, the masha omer beregolim. Emurim doesn't mean the innards. It means those karbanos that were mentioned and said by the regalim. Emure, omur, that's what it means. Ka'amur, right? As was specified. Tan Rabbanim, and I ain't shkola mishmaros shavas be'emure regalim. How do you know that all the mishmaros are equal when it comes to the things that come because of the regal? Tamad lomor ubo b'chol avas nafsho v'sheres. Right? A Kohen can come whenever he wants and do the avoda. And he can, what's it called? He's not only during his shift. Mor says, Yochel apashari mosashon. I might think that applies all year. whenever a kohen wants to come, right, he can come and do the avoda. Talmud Lomer mi'achad sharecha. Lo amarti ala b'shosha kol Yisrael nechnasim b'sharecha. Right, this only applies when everybody comes together, which means shalosh regalim. But when all kol Yisrael aren't there, then every mishmar has its week to be oved. Rashi. It means whatever is mentioned by the regal, which is fit to be split up, the parts that are eaten, like the chazi and shoka, the shalmi chagiga, and so on. Kigon chazi the shoka shalmi chagiga, shal kol yochid the yochid, the oro shal olos ria, and the skins of the hides of the olos ria, there were sirim chatos also re-eaten. Uvo b'chol avas nafsho v'sheris k'chol echot, she'en ha-mishmur ma'akiv alav. Any kohen can come at any time and do the avoda. When is that? V'kivin t'zolcha b'avodosu, zolcha b'achila. And since he could do the avoda, he also gets to eat it. T'chsiv, v'kohen ha-makriv oso lo siya. Whoever's makriv, it gets the eating part. So any kohen can come any time, seemingly, and do with the avoda and get to eat what he brings. And even though it says over here, Uboha Levi, Kohanim are called Levium because they come from Shevet Levi. So I might think that's all year. Talmud Lomar Me'achad Shorecha, only when all Jews come together, which is Shalosh Begorim. Reishi Dekro, V'chiyovu HaLevi Me'achad Shorecha, V'dorish Lehochi, K'mo Be'echad Shorecha, K'shekol Yisrael Nechnosim B'shar Echad, Kolomar Be'ir Achas, when they all come to one city, meaning to Yerushalayim, that's when any Kohen can come and do the Avoda equally. V'she'en Kein, what's it called, during the year, when not everybody's in Yerushalayim, then the Mishmaros, we'll see there's a Pasuk, that they split up the Mishmaros, and only the Kohanim, that their week came up, have the right to do the avoda during that week.